Please.
Just a reminder that case number 11597, Selco Partnership, DBA Verizon Bills, Verizon Wireless, care of Jim Rogers, was withdrawn, which means the next application is 11598, Peggy Ann Landis. There, she seeks a variance to reduce the side yard setback, section 115-42B of the Sussex County Zoning Ordinance. The property is located on the southeast side of Canvasback Road, approximately 0.24 miles north of Swan Drive within Swan Keys Development. The 911 address is 37022 Canvasback Road, Selbyville. The zoning district is GR. The tax map is District 533, map 12.16, parcel 390. Specifically, they're asking a 3.9-foot variance from the side for a covered landing, a 5-foot variance from the side for the house, and an 8.2 variance for the HVAC propane tanks on the side. There are no letters in support, no letters in opposition, and one mail return. Thank you.
And thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Mr. Fuqua, I'm impressed. You got lawyers moving around here left and right, changing seats.
There is a lot of action going on.
Mr. Sharp, I swear you in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Pardon?
Can you state your name and address for the record?
My current address or the address of the property?
Your current address.
Okay. Peggy Ann Landis. Ann spelled A-N-N-E. Peggy spelled B-E-G-G-I. Landis is L-A-N-D-I-S. I live, 18973 Gemmill, G-E-M-M-I-L-L Road, Stewartstown, Pennsylvania, 17363.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening, sir.
For the record, my name is Jim Fuqua. I'm an attorney here in Georgetown, and I represent the applicant, Mrs. Landis. Mrs. Landis owns Lot 33, Block D in Swan Keys. I did hand out a small exhibit packet that I'll be referring to. Exhibit A is the site plan of her lot. The lot currently has a single-wide mobile home on it that's being removed. The lot fronts on Canvasback Road. It borders a lagoon to the rear. The lot is 40 feet wide, 104 feet deep, and contains 4,158 square feet in area. And as you gentlemen know from prior applications, Swan Keys is an older development that was originally developed for single-wide mobile homes. And over the year, it has been evolving into a year-round community of modern residences. Mrs. Landis is proposing a new home on the lot. The home would be 24.4 feet wide by 61 feet in length, with a 10-foot sunroom and deck along the lagoon. Exhibit B is just renderings of the front, rear, and side elevations of the proposed new home. Due to the narrow 40-foot width and the small lot sizes, variants are being requested on the north and the south sides of the property. The north is the left side on your plot there. On the north side, the house will comply with the 10-foot side yard setback, but there is a covered landing being proposed, which would require a 3.9-foot variance, and that would just be for the landing roof on that side. On the south side of the house, property, the house would actually be 5 feet from the sideline, and that results in a 5-foot variance for the house itself. And then, as you can see on the plot, there are HVAC units and a propane tank located within that 5-foot area. And we are requesting an 8.2-foot variance from the 10-foot required setback for those for that equipment, the HVAC and the propane. As to the legal basis for variance, this is a unique lot size. The lot is only 40 feet wide and contains only 4,158 square feet. The variances will enable the reasonable use of the property. and they are necessary for a modern, appropriate-sized house for the lot. The situation is not self-created. This lot size is as was originally laid out when Swan Keys was created. It will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. The new house will be an upgrade to the area. It will certainly benefit property values in the area, and it is consistent with numerous similar variances that have been granted in Swan Keys and on this street. Exhibit C actually shows the immediate area of Mrs. Landis's property. Exhibit C, you can see the lot marked with X is Mrs. Landis's lot. The lots marked with the reddish or pinkish color are actually variances that have been granted on that street up to 2010. They're from the county records, and I'm pretty sure there has been additional variances granted since 2010. The board has previously noted that Swan Keys is one of the unique communities that has and is evolving from mobile homes to modern homes. And the variance requested are the minimum necessary for the placement of the home, and again, are similar to variances granted in that area. And Mrs. Landis, is everything I just presented true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
Yes, it is.
All right, and that's everything we have to present, unless you have any questions.
All right, we'll see then. Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? I'll start with you, Mr. Hudson.
No questions.
Okay, Mr. Ricker?
Yes, Mr. Fuquay, is that consistent, the AC units, is that consistent up that street there on Campus Avenue? I mean, they all on the south side of their buildings, or is it a mixture?
Mr. Rickards, I'll be honest with you, I'm not sure. Mrs. Landis, do you know?
I'm sorry, what was the question?
Let me explain it to you. You have the HVAC and the propane tank on the south side of your lot. Is that the way most of the other properties along there have it?
Yes, they are, sir.
All right, thank you.
Okay. Any other questions?
No, sir.
Mr. Wertman?
No questions.
Mr. Mills?
No questions.
Okay. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11,598. The applicant certainly has addressed the criteria for the variances, and the uniqueness of the property, of course, is the size. It's a 40 by 104, I believe it's 104. That's a unique property, and the community is unique in the fact that it does have these small lots. The variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. And the practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant, because this is the way the community was formed with these small lots, and it used to be a mobile home park, so it was stated by the applicant. And the variance will not alter the central character of the neighborhood. I asked that question if it was in conformity with the rest of the houses on that street. And the answer was yes, and the requested variance is the minimum that will afford relief, and the requested variance represents the least modification possible.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickert and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,598. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Ricker?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,598 is approved.
Thank you very much.
Yes,
thank
ma'am.
You.
Yes, ma'am.